there has been a growth in the Republican Party and the conservative movement recently of populist organizations. And I think a concern amongst a lot of Republicans and conservatives about the fact that the party seems to be going in more of a liberal direction in some areas or more of a neocon direction in others. Just to start off, what does your organization do and how did it come to be?
Yeah, that's a great observation. What we do is we are a political nonprofit dedicated to moving the Republican Party away from the America Last establishment and more to the right towards the America First grassroots. And so that means taking over the Republican Party from the grassroots level up. So at the local, state, and federal levels, but not just at the Republican Party, but also the auxiliaries, such as the Young Republicans and affiliated groups, the College Republicans, et cetera, just the general Republican groups. And so we came to be because at the time when we first launched back in 2020, our inaugural event was at CPAC, back when it was still in DC, 2020. And we didn't see, it's me and a group of patriots, didn't really see any groups that were really committed to the Trump 2016 agenda. And we were very frustrated in that we saw President Trump go through 4 years of being thwarted at every turn in his agenda, not just by the Democrats, which was expected, but by people in his own party. And so we wanted to create this group to kind of exert influence and pressure on the Republican Party and kind of make it the party aware of where the grassroots are at, because the grassroots are very detached, frustrated, and frankly, upset with the establishment GOP and where the direction's been going. And even to this day, I think it's culminating into this, it's a boiling pot, so to speak, where the grassroots really is just upset and exerting more pressure on the establishment of GOP